Next item is conditional use number 1639, Bethany Court LLC.
Gentlemen, this was an application for conditional use in the MR district for multifamily dwelling structures proposing 6 units. The commission deferred action on March 9th of 2006.
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion on conditional use 1639 for Bethany Court LLC. That is favorable for this application. However, commissioners would allow me, I'd like to just share some of my thoughts going into this. I'm sure that we've all seen the site of, upon further investigation and getting out and walking the site, and I consider this to be a very environmentally sensitive area. And I did think that the environmental assessment that was prepared by the applicant and done by Mr. Lane was probably minimized as opposed to maximized. I noted when I walked the site that the small wetlands areas delineated on the site plan do not end politely and cleanly at the property line, but instead go on and practically surround and engulf this property on the north and northeast sides. Also, in walking in proximity to neighboring properties, Indian Harbor Villas, Atlantic Watergate, I noticed what appeared to be the deliberate and callous destruction of state park lands, including but not limited to the cutting down and topping of several pine trees. So I felt that that I was seeing firsthand the negative environmental aspects of having a high-density residential so close to the state park lands.
Mr. Smith, before you go further, I want to clarify one thing. You can't attribute anything that would have happened on state park lands to this applicant. I want to make that clear for the record.
That is very clear. What I was saying was that in looking at this site, that I did notice things that were on the periphery. If you'd be more comfortable, we can strike that from the record.
I'd be more comfortable if you did, because I don't think what may have happened on an adjacent property, and we don't know who or why it happened, should be considered in your deliberations on this particular motion.
I agree, and I apologize for any untoward statement made that way. As I said, I had a motion prepared that is favorable, and just did want to share what I had discovered in walking the site, and my motion and my any conditions or stipulations for approval would have stood on their own with or without any further investigation of the site, in containing it strictly to the application as before us and the site plan. With that said, gentlemen, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1639 for Bethany Court, LLC, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Them being, one, the proposed conditional use project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a development district as established by the 2002 Sussex Comprehensive Plan update. Number two, the proposed conditional use is appropriate for the site because residential development of this type is appropriate in areas where central water and sewer are available. In this case, there will be central sewer provided by Sussex County and water provided by Sussex Shores Water Company. The property is in an area that has developed with other residential properties, including single-family developments and multifamily development. Four, DelDOT has advised that the project will have no significant impact on traffic. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions, them being the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed five. All entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's determination. The development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District, and the applicant shall pay for any upgrades required for service to the project. The project shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and settlement control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. The only access to the beach shall be one crossover, boardwalk, or walkway as may be permitted by DENREC. A sidewalk shall be installed to connect the project to the State Park beach access at 3R's Road. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. The applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. Construction site work grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. A construction fence shall be erected so as to be high enough to act as a sufficient shield against blown or discarded construction material and debris from impacting the state park and neighboring properties. Notice to be given as to hunting activities are permitted and ongoing on nearby state park lands, and site plan review for each phase of development shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
I just would make two points, Mr. Smith, and I think there were probably, no one's thought about it, but there wouldn't be phases of this, so there'd just be one site plan that comes back. So I would just recommend that change. And I'm not sure with the fencing, if that's not going to be governed by Sussex Conservation District. But I don't know that there's any harm in leaving that in there.
Okay, well. If you'd rather, we could strike that and just make that the recommendation or urge the developer.
No, if you want to just leave it in there, I think it's fine.
I think it's okay to leave that in because the different, some instances, the other agencies are silent in regard to fencing, and that way you've got it covered.
Okay. Refresh my memory, this was a 6 and it's gone to 5 now. That was your recommendation?
They applied for 6.
Yeah. My recommendation is for a maximum of 5.
And the motion for approval is for 5. And I second that motion.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1639 Bethany Court with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.